On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston offers marital advice around argument resolution practices. If things have been too quiet, stir it up. It may save your marriage.
Every now and then when my wife and I go to dinner, I prepare a printed list of things we could argue about. She and I usually get along quite nicely. And every now and then I think maybe there should be a little friction to ensure we know how to resolve any serious issues that come up. If arguments are rare, my theory goes, we may not know what to do when a legitimate one arrives. If we have some practice disagreements, we'll know how to behave when the real big ones occur. So, I type out a list that's sure to stir the pot and present them to her over dinner. The list is mostly the same each time. You act like your mother. You wish you were your mother. You wish I were your mother. You wish I were my mother. You don't like your mother or my mother. You want me to be your father. The list goes on. Mother and father prods tend to accelerate things quickly. I just say them and watch her face and wait for her to react. If nothing, I move on to the kids. Remember that punishment you put on one of the kids? Well, I went behind you and I told them they didn't have to do it. None of this is true, of course. We've done this enough over the years that she knows what I'm up to. She seldom takes the bait. I mostly get blank stares and eye rolls. Every now and again, she says, it irritates me that you think we should argue more. It irritates you, I say. Well, that's perfect. I guess it's working. Let's get into this. Really? You really want to do this? She asks. I think it's already begun. Head shakes. Blank stares. Eye rolls. To be clear, she and I are arguing about the fact that we don't argue very much, and maybe we should argue more, which is exactly what's happening. Got it? Makes sense? A speaker at a conference a couple of months ago said, when I see there might be trouble somewhere, I run to it to take care of it immediately. He's a public official. Serving his constituents is important. Rather than waiting for trouble to escalate and find him, he goes to it and deals with it before it escalates. Which is kinda what I'm doing. It's been too quiet. We need to stir things up. I'm trying to create something for us to resolve so we'll know how to do it when big issues arrive. I'm doing our relationship a favor. I'm making us stronger through argument resolution practice. I'm the giver. The moral to this sage marital advice? Run to trouble. Take care of it while it's easy to manage. Even if you have to schedule it, works for me. And you're probably just going to get blank stares and eye rolls, which ain't too bad. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.